Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Our guest, Brent Bazell from MRC. And Brent, let me ask you this. What is the underlying problem with the media today?
It's not just a political bias that is seen in the workday when they're around the water cooler and everyone thinks the same way. It's a social bias. They then go out to cocktail parties. They then go to whatever they do on Sundays. They meet together, and it is their entire world that sees, that has a worldview that they have, which is radical, which is radicalized left wing. And at the end of the day, they believe that's moderation.
Well, Brent, let me ask you this.
All they hear.
I believe that being a reporter, it used to be a trade, right? It was a trade that people, and now it's become fashionable. The people that work for CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times, they went to college and were the same fraternities and sororities as many of the people they cover. People that are in Congress and different places, they're all in the same parties and the same cliques and the same groups. And of course, they're all friends. It didn't used to be that way. It was a trade, and you had some adversarial relationship, and you had curiosity was the driving force of journalism. Nobody asks any questions anymore. Hey, you know, settled science. Don't ask any questions. That's off the table. You're a fool.
Here's an idea for you. If you are a journalist, and by the way, isn't it interesting that no one calls himself a reporter anymore? When you're a reporter, you've got the guardrails. You're why, when, how. If you're a journalist, you can then put the guardrails down and you can go into analysis and analyze your own work, which they do on a regular basis. But putting that aside, wouldn't it be a nice little thing if the media wanted to be transparent about things? If when you filed a story, you had a link at the end of the link to your own bio so that the reader could see who you are,
exactly
where you've worked, what you've done, and the reader would understand where you're coming from at that point. They won't do it. They'll never in a million years do that because they believe in the people's right to know everything except for who they are.
Well, you take a look at somebody like a George Stephanopoulos, easy example, you know, who was the town crier for Bill Clinton. And then he goes into ABC News and they present him as if he's a straight news reporter, which he's anything but. He is an advocate. He is a partisan, and he's out there, you know, trying to do straight news. It's a joke to me.
Let's think about this, Steve, for a minute. What do you think would be the reaction if Fox News named as their anchor, as their news anchor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders interviewed Donald Trump on a news program?
Exactly.
The other side would keel over in laughter at the bias there, at the fact that every rule of journalism was being violated, beginning with the fact that she needed to recuse herself because of the ties. Now, you have George Stephanopoulos, who's giving $50,000, $75,000, whatever he gave, to the Clinton Library after working for the Clintons, and then comes Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and he interviews her and gives her the red carpet treatment on a news program.
Right.
The number one thing he should have done, and it was so easy to do, on this one interview to declare I am recusing myself. But to do that would be to acknowledge what his background was, and they'd rather break every rule of journalism ethics than divulge that.
There are no ethics. One more thing before I let you go, Brent Bozell here from MRC. I want to ask you about the age of social media, Twitter and Facebook, and the censorship, as I see it, of you know, eliminating or marginalizing voices that are conservative. How dangerous do you think that is in the big conversation? Of course, we just learned from the courts that Donald Trump cannot block Twitter followers. Apparently, there's a lawsuit against AOC immediately for the same reason. Apparently, if you're an elected member of Congress or an elected official, you can't block people from a Twitter feed or conversation. They call that a violation of the First Amendment. Well, what about the companies, Twitter and Facebook, blocking people, taking out content? What's the difference?
This area is more serious than everything we've just discussed. Look at NBC. They'll have an audience of 4 million. Look at Twitter. They've got an audience of some 700 million. Look at Facebook. Facebook has an audience of 2.2 billion, and it's worldwide. If you decide that you're going to play on those platforms and play the censorship role and play the oversight role and decide balls and strikes and who gets in, who gets out, what you're doing is overseeing it is the greatest act of censorship worldwide in the history of man. When you can't say a phrase as simple as "a woman is not a man," and be banned for Twitter for saying that, that is the greatest act of censorship ever. And you're getting people on a daily basis. Deneen Borelli just contacted me this morning. She was censored from Facebook. It's happening to everyone.
Well, because they stopped her money.
No one on the left, but the right is getting it.
Yeah, they stopped her money because they stopped monetizing her videos that were getting 7-8 million views, and they were down to a few thousand. Deneen, we spoke to her last night. Same thing.
Had about 200 or something like that, or 20 videos censored, including videos, or not censored, but demonetized, including videos on the history of the Korean War. I mean, it's because he is successful that he's being targeted.
Yeah, well, what do we do about
it? And the worst thing is, these companies are denying it, and it's absolutely obvious, and they keep getting caught with behind-the-scenes interview where they're doing it.
I'll give you the last word. What do we do about it?
Well, I think the public has to understand what is happening. I just saw a poll. We just did a poll, and 70-some percent of the American people believe that Facebook is censoring them. What's going to happen? One of two things is going to happen, or both. One is the Rule 230, which is going to be revisited, which gives them immunity for anything that happens on their platform. You take away that Rule 230, and now they're liable for things. Second one is antitrust. The question is, are these companies too big? And for conservatives who say, oh, we shouldn't get involved in that because that's government interference, that's poppycock. It's just the opposite. If you want to see true competition, can you compete with Facebook? Can you compete with Google? When they've got 92% of search engines worldwide, can you compete with that? I personally don't think you can. The jury's not out. It's out on that a little bit, but I think it's becoming more and more apparent that these people are going to have to be broken up if you want to have any kind of competition against these behemoths, the most powerful information outlets in the history of man.
Brent Bozell, founder and president of the Media Research Center. Brilliant commentary and insight, Brent. Thank you so much for being here. Very well done.
Take care, Steve. Thank you.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Sale.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.